Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. 74-year-old fashion designer Dame Vivienne Westwood purportedly drove a military-style convoy, including a white armored personnel carrier, to the home of UK Prime Minister David Cameron in Oxfordshire on Friday to protest against hydraulic fracking for the purposes of extracting fossil fuels. She claims that the process is forcing toxic, life-threatening fracking chemicals on his own people against the advice of his own chief scientist, calling for a regime change in Britain. Fracking licenses spanning over 1,000 square miles have been recently issued for exploring mineral rights in the north of England. And closer to home here in the United States, aside from local concerns over water quality, recent United States Geological Survey reports, which were acknowledged by state government officials, reveal that these drilling practices are the likely culprit of a man-made outbreak of earthquakes in the Midwestern United States. Property owners affected by alleged man-made earthquakes due to hydraulic fracking are also learning that damages may not be covered by insurance through the normal category of natural disasters. Though new policies have been issued for oil and gas companies to limit operations in these areas, scientists will not be able to measure their effectiveness for another 6 months to 2 years following these behavioral changes. Still, alleged experts say that the damage has already been done, and the 300-million-year-old fault lines in the Midwestern United States have been reawakened. With a warning to residents, brace yourself for the big one any day. Got news tips or other information you'd like to share? Hit the tip line at darkmatternews.com.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720. One more time, 800-710-3720.
A Florida man has been arrested for dancing on top of a marked patrol car for what he claims was an act to protect his children from a vampire. Yes, a vampire. 44-year-old Christian Radecki of Cape Coral, Florida, was caught on surveillance video bumping his car into the back of a Lee County Sheriff's vehicle and then hopping on top of the roof to do a jig while music blasted from his car. As he strangely slow jammed on top of the officer's car, his soundtrack was Hall & Oates' Rich Girl and Supertramp's Goodbye Stranger, which may be the bigger crimes. For an encore, the man broke off the windshield wipers of the trooper vessel and stole the American flag from the neighbor's yard before being chased down by police and forced to do the perp walk of shame while a song from the Grease soundtrack played. According to the official police report, Radecki said he was responding to a woman with fangs coming to his door and threatening that a human sacrifice was about to occur involving a vampire.
I got chills, they're multiplying.
Radecki reportedly made the decision to get the Sheriff of Nottingham to assist him in summoning help to stop the slaughter of small children. Radecki told officers that he had not consumed any alcohol or taken any recreational drugs. He just declared that he has not been diagnosed with any mental disorders, despite the proclamation. All of these possibilities will surely be looked into further. After the dust was settled, Radecki was arrested for disturbing the peace and criminal mischief. He was then taken to Cape Coral Hospital for medical clearance and subsequently transferred to the Lee County Justice Center. So, do you think he might have found an alleged vampire? Was he selling the authorities a bill of goods in order to avoid prosecution? What was going on here? Take a look at the video at darkmatternews.com and let us know what you think. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.